This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at questions about ICD-10, and finally, a story about clinical and professional chiropractic education. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 509, recorded May 29th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. As of this broadcast, it appears that the conversion to the new ICD-10 codes is on track to take effect on October 1st, 2015 of this year. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the CMS, released an FAQ, that's Frequently Asked Questions file, about this conversion. Of interest to our listeners would be the question of when to officially begin using these new codes and discontinuing use of the present and soon-to-be older ICD-9 codes. Listeners will have to contact all non-Medicare providers for individual conversion rules, but for the Medicare fee-for-service program, in other words, the original Medicare program, concerning the acceptance of claims with from dates of service or dates of discharge / through dates on or after October 1st, 2015, according to the FAQ file, quote, ICD-9-CM codes will no longer be accepted on both electronic and paper claims with from dates of service on professional and supplier claims or dates of discharge / through dates, in other words, on institutional claims, on or after October 1st, 2015. Surf to our show notes for the full FAQ file.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. At the World Federation of Chiropractic Congress, that's the WFC, which convened on May 13th through 16th of this year in Athens, Greece, and co-convened by the European Chiropractic Union, the ECU, the five European chiropractic colleges and the University of Johannesburg, South Africa, adopted a position statement on clinical and professional chiropractic education. It reads as follows: whereas the welfare of the patient is paramount, and whereas chiropractic education should be of the highest quality and be founded on the principles of evidence-based care, and whereas curricula should be responsive to changing patient, societal, and community needs and expectations within a modern healthcare system, we, the undersigned chiropractic educational institutions, state as follows: chiropractic education and training must adhere to the bio-psycho-social model of healthcare and be underpinned by biologically plausible theory and peer-reviewed research. It should embrace the value of clinical experience, shared decision-making, and a patient-centered approach to care. Upon graduation, chiropractic students should be equipped to work effectively and collaboratively to deliver improved quality of life, outcomes for patients with musculoskeletal disorders. This will of necessity incorporate the following: an evidence-based approach to the case history, physical examination, diagnostic imaging, report of findings, and management plan that may include a range of clinical interventions. Effective communication in a language that is clearly understood by all stakeholders in healthcare, thereby facilitating interprofessional practice and promoting effective collaboration between healthcare teams. Knowledge of preventative measures, including but not limited to musculoskeletal care, encompassing wider public health and health promotion initiatives. Wherever possible, chiropractic educational programs should form or develop affiliations with established public and private universities, preferably within a medical or health science faculty. Such links may develop opportunities for interprofessional education and collaborative practice. Chiropractic educational institutions should support their faculties in the provision of innovative models for the development of knowledge, learning, and skills. These should focus on facilitating scholarly activity, including research, interprofessional education, and teaching within the context of emerging healthcare models. The teaching of vertebral subluxation complex as a vitalistic construct that claims that it is the cause of disease is unsupported by evidence. Its inclusion in a modern chiropractic curriculum in anything other than an historical context is therefore inappropriate and unnecessary. Chiropractic education should reflect ethical practice and professional standards throughout the curriculum. Upon graduation, students must understand their responsibilities to their patients, their communities, and to the profession. Practice styles promoting preset high-volume chiropractic care models as wellness care, which may contribute to inappropriate patient dependence, compromise patient confidentiality, or require repeated exposure to ionizing radiation, are not part of an undergraduate chiropractic curriculum. Students should be taught to recognize that such approaches are not acceptable in terms of the best interests of patients or the chiropractic profession. What do you think? Let us know. Surf to our show notes for links to this statement.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from John Wayne. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.